After years of attempts to negotiate with the Wendy's Restaurants Corporation, the coalition of Immokalee workers have said they give up. They are not attempting to negotiate with Wendy's anymore. So Friday, in New York, they announced a boycott. The announcement came during the CIW's annual event targeting corporations that have refused to sign their Fair Food Agreement.
Han dado como resultado una de las transformaciones más profundas que la industria agrícola jamás había visto.
Gerardo Reyes, whose voice we have heard at KGNU many times before, specifically in 2009, when the CIW was targeting the Quiznos Corporation and has yet to sign into the Fair Food Agreement.
Uno pensaría que después de tantos acuerdos que han ocurrido, uno pensaría que corporaciones ya no necesitarían este tipo de presión para reconocer la humanidad de los trabajadores en su cadena.
As a result, we have seen one of the most profound transformations that the agricultural industry has ever seen. One would think with all the agreements that have happened, that corporations would no longer need this type of pressure to recognize the humanity of workers in their supply chain.
Lastimosamente, no es así.
Sadly, that is not the case.
Como trabajadores estamos aquí para decirle a Wendy's que esa es la decisión más equivocada que pudo haber tomado. Estamos aquí y vamos a ir tras de Wendy's en este boicot con todo y por todo.
As workers, we are here to say to Wendy's, that is the worst decision you could have made. We are here and we are going after Wendy's in this boycott with everything we have.
Wendy's y Nelson Peltz no saben con quién se meten, porque los trabajadores de Immokalee sí somos pobres y seguro que nunca vamos a tener tantos millones o billones de dólares como tú, pero tenemos algo más poderoso que tú nunca podrás tener, el poder de la gente unida.
Wendy's and Nelson Peltz don't know who they're up against. We are Immokalee workers, and yes, we might be poor, and we certainly will never have millions or billions of dollars like you, but we have something more powerful that is something you will never have. The power of people united.
We are here today standing in solidarity with the farm workers of America.
That was Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, who along with her mother, Ethel, have organized with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers for years, including marching with them during CIW marches across Florida to other locations that have refused to sign onto the Fair Food Agreement, such as Publix Grocery Chain of Florida.
And we are bringing this fight to Wendy's, because Wendy's, we need your help. We need to stop exploitation in this country. We need to respect farm workers.
Reverend Michael Livingston, Executive Minister at New York's historic Riverside Church.
What Wendy's is doing is unethical, unjust, and immoral. It offends God. Wendy's has got to learn it can't run away from the Fair Food Program.
Wendy's no solamente se ha rehusado a firmar un acuerdo con los trabajadores del campo.
Lupe Gonzalez, organizer with the CIW.
Ellos están huyendo. Ellos fueron a comprar tomates en México, en donde todavía hay explotación. Wendy sigue aprovechándose de la pobreza de estos trabajadores, sigue manteniendo en esclavitud, acoso sexual y trabajo infantil.
Wendy's had not only refused to sign an agreement with the farm workers, they are running away. They decided to buy tomatoes in Mexico, where there is still so much exploitation. Wendy's profits from the poverty of these workers who still face slavery, sexual violence, and child labor.
Hace 11 años, básicamente la coalición logró el primer acuerdo con Taco Bell. Desde entonces, los cambios que se han logrado en la industria de tomate y para los trabajadores que estamos cosechando ahí ha cambiado bastante.
11 years ago, the coalition won its first agreement with Taco Bell. Since then, the changes we have won in the tomato industry and for all workers who are harvesting in those fields have really changed things.
The agreement calls for fair and safe working conditions in the field, a halt to sexual harassment, and a penny per pound more in wages that would land tomato pickers at minimum wage, among other conditions. One march took place to announce the boycott, beginning at Columbus Circle. Marchers carried signs that read old-fashioned exploitation, a play on Wendy's trademark slogan, old-fashioned goodness. The group marched down Park Avenue to the office of Nelson Peltz, Wendy's board chair. Boycotts are not a common tactic anymore in the U.S. farm worker movement. The last one called by the CIW was in 2001 against Taco Bell that saw success 4 years later.
Más hamburguesas de Wendy's. No vamos a comprar más. ¿Qué piensan ustedes?
Graciela Brice, New York.